this is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
Doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, man, it was raining cats and dogs this morning, man. As I was coming out, you know, normally people say coming in. I was coming out to Waukesha. Man, you couldn't see. I mean, it was foggy, so you couldn't see the vehicles. Man, I don't know. I would venture to say you probably only had maybe, you know, 40 feet in front of you that was clear.
It's just all rain.
Huh?
It's just all rain.
Yeah, it was all rain and then fog. So you could barely see, you know, the lights ahead of you. And yet there were people. I don't understand, man. You know, there were accidents all over the highway. You know, not when I was coming in, but as I was listening to the news, you know, almost all the other I-94, 43, 41, all those different places all had accidents. And I understand why. You know, when the weather, so I left at least a half an hour earlier than I would normally leave, and maybe even a little bit more than that, because you knew, you know, with all of that inclement weather, that you're not going to be able to drive at the normal speed that you drive, and even though the speed limit is 70. You're not going to be able to drive 70 miles an hour with a downpour like there was as I was coming in and with the fog. But what is frustrating to me is people who don't even make the adjustment. It's like, I've got to get where I've got to go. And the safety portion of it, be damned. And man, when you've got all those semi trucks on the road, which you do, especially early in the morning, because they're taking, you know, the products that that must get to all these places, mm-hmm. You would think, man, hey, safety first. But, you know, there are people who either don't comprehend that. And I don't know how you can't put safety first when you're on the highway and you're driving 70 miles an hour. And, you know, the race cars can drive 150 miles an hour, but they've got roll bars. And the vehicle is built to withstand rollovers. But just regular vehicles, you know, there's not much chance that you're going to survive, you know, 70 miles an hour or more, and the semis on the road.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drive very much, so.
I know, but this my point is people have to recognize that and you know, and consider being safe. And it's not just you. So you can, you know, be crazy, but it's all the people around you.
Yeah, driving's like a battle half the time, though. Because, like, I've been in the car with my friends and stuff around here, and it's like you got to pick and choose when to be nice and when not to be nice.
Yeah, well.
And some people just don't care about other people.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I got to get where I have to go.
Exactly. Which ends up like biting them right in the butt.
Yeah.
Like being an a-hole to other people.
Well, you know? Yeah. You know, that's one thing to have that selfish disposition if you're walking. It's another thing altogether when you're driving a guided missile which is what an automobile is, at 70 plus miles an hour. You know, nothing good can come of that. So, so anyway, you know, hopefully the rain has subsided, and those of you who still have to get out on the roads, make sure you're careful.
Yeah, it looks like it has in downtown Waukesha, so.
Yeah. You know, make sure you're safe on the roads and leave early, because none of it in the end is worth it. I don't care where you think you have to be. You know, whether you're there or not in the end, believe it or not, life is going to go on without you unless you're Connor. And then
I don't see that at all.
and then the show won't go on. But anyway, man, I want to talk. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to be joined by another powerful guest in the 9 o'clock hour, Professor Bob Harvey, my good friend, one of the most brilliant historians I think that we have in this country. He medieval history, American history. I don't care what part of history, military history, you know, he is fluent in all of it, and his recall is second to none. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things with my good friend, Professor Bob Harvey, all the way from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. So stay tuned for that. But, man, I want to go to what everybody's talking about. I don't normally do that, but I'm going to do it today because Joe Biden has talked about forgiving, you know, student loans, certain portions of student loans, and it's a firestorm. As anybody would have guessed, and as depending on what side of the ledger you're on, you've got a different take on it. And so there are people who clearly have reasons for why they either support it or don't support it. But before we go there, let me tell you how crazy this is going to get. Now, I don't know if any of you have heard of Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox News. She's a judge, or a retired judge. She's clearly a Republican with a nasty disposition. She's on Fox News. But listen to what she had to say. Jeanine Pirro blasts student debt relief, says, "My family paid for my education." The Fox News host said, "I didn't have to take out loans and call debt relief for people who did disgusting." Now, listen to this. Fox News host Jeanine Pirro called President Joe Biden's announcement he is canceling some student loan debt disgusting on Wednesday, while acknowledging that she never had to borrow money for her education because her family paid for it. "My heart bleeds for people who actually went out and paid for their loans, who went without things, whose family said, 'I'm sorry, we can't afford your loans,'" she said. "Look, my family paid for my education," she added. "I'm sure they had better things to do with their money. I didn't have to take out loans because they paid for them. But they worked hard for their money. This is a giveaway and it's disgusting." So how can a person be so out of touch? So you're fortunate that you're born into a family that you didn't have to incur any debt going on, finishing up college and law school and all of those other things. Her parents sacrificed for her. She was fortunate to be born into a family. Nothing she did. Right? People don't get to pick the families they're born into. If you're born into a family of poverty, then you're not going to have the luxury, which is what this woman had, to have your family pay your way all the way through college. But she is so insensitive and out of touch that she can't even comprehend what she said. That there are people, and the majority of the people in this country, who don't have that luxury. But instead of her having some understanding of what people in this country are really going through, she fixes her lips to make the statement that she made, outside of the fact that she's an arrogant, pompous SOB. Because anybody who can't even feel somebody else's condition really should keep their mouths shut. You know, I mean, if you're that ignorant that because, you know, your parents were able to pay your way through, you should just not even open your mouth. You know, just nod your head, Judge Jeannie. You know, don't even open your mouth because you don't have anything of importance to say. Well, it's, and so they put you on Fox News, and so you're arrogant, and so you can, you know, talk about things you know nothing about. You don't know the pain that people have experienced and what some of them go through. But because you were born again, I said, silver, a gold spoon in your mouth, you can make moronic and idiotic statements and not even understand what it is you are saying. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? We're talking about, you know, what President Joe Biden has done and your thoughts on it. Jack, I see you. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're talking about the student loan forgiveness that President Joe Biden has talked about implementing, cancellation of up to $20,000 in student loan debt for those certain borrowers, you know, who make less than $125,000. What say you? Let's go to Jack from Milwaukee. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm all yes, fired sir, up and ready to go. Okay. Okay. I got cut off yesterday.
Jack, are you there?
Hello? Yeah, are you there?
Okay, so let's move to Dave.
Do you not hear him?
No, I don't hear him.
Hmm.
Hello?
I hear you, Jack.
Jack?
Here, let me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Out,
are you here?
Earl's not hearing you, and then we can.
Okay.
He'll call you back.
All right. So let's go.
Okay. Should I call back?
Yeah, just make sure you call back. All right.
Okay, I'll give it a shot again.
All right. Thanks,
Dave. You there?
Yeah. Let's see. That's strange.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can't. Hang on a second. We'll find out what's happening here. So go ahead, Dave.
Can you you hear me?
No, I still can't hear you. So just hang on a second, man. We'll get it worked out. People could, according to President Joe Biden, people can start to finally crawl out from under the mountain of debt to get on top of their rent and utilities, to finally think about buying a home or starting a family or starting a business. The president said in remarks at the White House, and by the way, when this happens, the whole economy is better off. Now, you know, I get it. You know, I understand. Dave, you there? Okay, so we're still working on the problem. We'll get it worked out. Listen, I'm a guy who didn't go to college, and so I understand that there are going to be people.
Can you hear me, Earl?
On my side of the ledger. No, I still can't hear you, Dave. My side of the ledger who are going to say.
I was able to respond.
People made their choice. These are decisions people made. And so why should I be bailing them out? You know, this is a personal decision that was made. And so the people who made those decisions benefited from that. Well, you know, people can say, well.
Can you hear me, Connor?
I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you, too.
Okay. So, all right. So, go ahead, Dave.
Okay. So, you were just talking about, obviously, with this whole loan end of things. My cousin, who is very liberal, actually told me last year that he was going to do this right before the midterms. So this does not come as a surprise to me. It's a political move to the base because he was losing support younger.
So first off, Dave, I have to cut you off. It's not a political move to the base because last time I checked, there are Republicans also whose loans are going to be forgiven. So this is not about a move to the base or throwing raw meat to the base. It's not.
I disagree because
you can disagree. Listen, man, you can disagree, but you can't refute that Republicans are also going to benefit from this. They didn't say only Democrats. So it's not.
I didn't say that Republicans are not going to benefit from
this.
You're going to have two-thirds of the people that did not go to college, they're not going to benefit from
that. Well, okay, but that has
And there are plenty of people that, and to your point, there are plenty of people who are struggling other than just student loans.
Hey Dave.
There are people struggling with the mortgages.
Hey Dave.
There are people struggling with the car loans.
Hey Dave.
There are people struggling with food.
I'm challenging you throwing out that he did this for his base. And I'm challenging that. Because you can't back that up. Because again, Republicans.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Because Republicans.
If you look at universities in general, there's almost no. It's very, very small slice of the pie. If you look at this college students that go, a very small percentage are actually conservative. That's the truth.
What are you, Dave?
And how do we know this?
Hey, Dave.
There's stats on that.
Hey, Dave. No, listen. That is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
To say that.
Most teachers are not.
You cannot back that up with any facts. To say that this is only going to benefit Joe Biden's base is 100% incorrect.
Then why did Elizabeth Warren get knocked out of the presidential primary? Because there was a person that came up to her. There's a video where he said that he paid his loans back, and you know he did all sorts of stuff to do it. It's unfair to the people that actually did do it the right way. The people, essentially, we are now opening a genie's bottle here where, people are going to be expecting to have their student loans forgiven going forward.
Dave, the PPP loans went to people and businesses who
that was wrong, too.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you can't say what is wrong too. You pointed out that situation. And,
yeah.
And now you, when I bring up the fact that many business people took advantage of a situation that they shouldn't have even been able to have been allowed to even receive funds, and they got it anyway.
We're bailing out the country, if you remember, we're bailing out banks, we're bailing out this, we're bailing out.
Dave, hold the thought. Hold the thought. I have to go to a break. 844-967.
This a reminder.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. We're talking about what everybody's talking about right now, and that's the fact that President Joe Biden has talked about forgiving student loans of people who make $125,000. $20,000 is the maximum of people who make $125,000, unless forgiving up to $20,000 worth of student loans. Dave from Mequon disagrees with that. And you know, you can disagree.
Eric,
I have no problem with you know, people have a right to disagree, Dave. It's only when you make statements like you made earlier that this is done to benefit Democrats and as if it's not going to benefit Republicans as well. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention to you really quickly. So as far as lobbying is concerned, do you realize that colleges have been lobbying this pretty hard the last year or so? They spend $130 million. I'll give an example. Harvard, which is a private university, they have a $42 billion endowment, okay? Yale has a $31 billion endowment. So if you look at what Harvard, they spent $290,000 lobbying on education issues in 2022 alone. Yale University spent $280,000 so far this year. And so the benefit is that the schools, the people are going to these higher private schools and some public universities. They're the ones that benefit from this. And essentially, because at the end of the day, when they say, well, it's forgiven, that goes on to the average everyday taxpayer. Works out to $2,000 individual.
Hey, Dave.
Every individual in the United States.
So, Dave, you bring up Harvard and Yale, you know, two of the upper crust, upper end universities. With all the
I know,
but the point is, with all the other universities in the nation, you bring up two of the top universities, and so out of all of them,
okay. How about California State University at $840,000?
So, Dave,
what about the University of Colorado in Pittsburgh? Spent more than $400,000.
Well, Dave, the bottom line is this is, and what is taking place. Many of the people in this nation, a large percentage of them, believe that this is something that they want to happen. It's not like, you know, here's the real bottom line with all of this. The universities and the cost of them is way out of whack. Education
in this does nothing to address it whatsoever.
Education in this nation is a business. Across the globe, for the most part, it's not. Okay? It's not a for-profit business. The nations understand how important it is that their citizens be educated and that they not take advantage of the population being educated. It makes no sense whatsoever that someone who becomes educated then owes all of these loans because their parents aren't Jeannie Pirro's parents who could pay their way through. Thank you very much for the call. Jack from Milwaukee. Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'm all fired up this morning and ready to go.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to respond to a comment that you made yesterday.
Go ahead.
I would like to give you a couple reasons why I feel like the way I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. You made the nice guy comment. Well, you know, Earl, I've listened to you for many years, way back when you were on the other station. So I'm kind of dating myself. I'm an old man. Anyhow, I can tell who a nice guy is and who isn't a nice guy. You, Earl, are a nice guy. Now, this greedy, selfish squirrel from Sussex, he wants all the nuts for himself, see? And the rest of us shouldn't have anything. And, you know, he might be misguided, but he's not a nice guy in my book. So, but anyhow, Earl, I want to explain the reasons why I feel the way I do. Okay. I paid into Social Security for 42 years. In 1968, I was inducted into the Army. I had no choice in this. They had the draft in. I had to serve my 2 years. I had a tour of 12 months in Vietnam. I got a little Agent Orange sprinkled on me, so wow. I got burnt up pretty bad.
Right.
So, okay. So I'm getting some benefits from the VA. Now, this selfish squirrel from Sussex, he calls in yesterday, and he's making these frivolous statements about Mandela Barnes. Well, I don't care what he says. He's going to make a great senator. And this squirrel, he supports Senator Jagoff Johnson, who wants to take away my Social Security. He wants to take away my VA benefits. And then he gets involved with some scheme to overturn the 2020 election. So now he wants to take away our democracy. Well, I've got a little message for that squirrel. Why don't you just crawl in a corner and chew on your nuts? Have a good day.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's go to Gene from Eclair. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
That was outstanding. I couldn't have said that better myself. Thank you so much for that comment. I listened to people like him for years because I used to live in the city, and then I moved outside the city. No media hardly, and I had to listen to that stuff every god dang morning. All of the lies, all of the just pounding on good ideas. It was unbelievable. You know, that guy, you know, he can sit there and run down Biden, run down our governor, but they're outstanding because we'd be up the creek without a paddle without him. We just went through a goddamn pandemic. I'm sorry, I had a little cuss word there.
That's okay.
But we went through a pandemic. I watched all of the countries shut down. I would check all the different countries and what they were going through during the pandemic. Not a soul on the street. People were yelling out their apartments to talk to their neighbors. People couldn't work. People couldn't get food. My gosh, where are we coming from here? Then, you know, things were shutting down, then they were opening, and people were having trouble buying food. People were helping one another. And this nut job sits there and complains because our president's going to help people with their goddamn school loans. We are needing doctors. We are needing dentists. We are needing teachers. We are needing educated people. What's going on in your head, sir? And not even a sir, as that you know what hole Johnson spends his work time trying to get tax cuts for the wealthiest people in our state and country who don't even need it and ignores tells you that.
Hey, Gene, do you know that Ron Johnson on yesterday on a Milwaukee radio station, conservative station, said that the Democrats are playing class warfare. They're pitting, the average person against wealthy people. And that's not right. People who have been successful, we shouldn't be doing that. And that's what's at the root of this, basically jealousy. The people who don't have money against the people who do have money. What is your thought about that?
Oh, it's ridiculous. The people that don't have money knows what it's like to work really hard. And you know what? Those people wouldn't have money, the wealthiest people, if people like Johnson didn't say these guys don't need to be paying taxes like the rest of us. I mean, we pay taxes. Even if people don't have incomes to pay taxes, they pay taxes on phone bills. They pay taxes on any kind of utilities that you have. I mean, it is nutty that people don't pay in. And they're scrimping, and they don't have any hope. And it's just amazing to me how self-centered and righteous these people are. And really,
hey,
God darn evil. I'm sorry.
Hey, Gene,
really
my friend, thank you very much for the call. As I live and breathe, Gary from Sussex, the star of the show, is on the line. Gary, a lot of people wanted to talk about the things you had to say on yesterday. You say what, sir?
Well, the only thing is I brought up was that the media was covering Mandela Barnes. That's all I said. And, you know, your call, I think his name was Mike. I can't remember. The guy was calling me a nutcase and a squirrel or whatever like that. You know, the difference between people like, I think his name was Mike. Is that correct or not?
No, it's Jack.
Jack. Okay, Jack. And Gene from Eau Claire, the difference between them and me is I'm happy. I look at life as, you know, okay, you know, things happen, but I don't get all stressed out. Have you ever really heard me call people names? I don't do that because I'm a conservative Christian man that has morals. And the fact is when people are losing an argument, they start calling you names. The first name is racist. And then the next one is you're a nutcase. You know, we live in America, and I believe that we have a right to our own opinions. And I respect Jack's opinion. I respect Gene's opinion. But, you know, name calling, come on, grow up a little bit. And they don't sound like they're like little kids. They both sound like they're adults, so they should know better. And be a little more respectful of people. I can take the name calling. If I couldn't take it, I wouldn't be calling the Earl for the last 4 years.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
And I do like you, and I thank you for saying that I was a nice guy, you know? And I appreciate that because you are respectful.
You know, Gary, what people are really frustrated about is it may not be Gary, but it is what they see from the right. It's what we see from the right, man. It's what we hear from the right. Those folk who don't really seem to care about other people, have you listened to conservative talk and the things that they say, you know, and the things that you read about what people on the right say about others? I mean, come on, man. You know, you act as if, you know, the things that you hear on Fox News and other places and conservative talk radio and the horrible things they say, you know, and yet there's one radio station that shows or has an opportunity to be on the other side of that, and yet somehow, you know, people's feelings are hurt.
I listen to you and I respect you.
Yeah, well,
and that's why I do.
I respect you too, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you very much for the call. I get it. I understand that there are people who get frustrated. People are having a hard time. They're watching their nation coming apart at the seams. And they're watching this us against them, where the wealthy, many people who are wealthy, have really benefited, continue to benefit, and the average person is struggling and not receiving help and support. That's where we are. And one of the main guys who's made it possible for the wealthy to get wealthy is Ron Johnson. Look, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Bill, we'll catch you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's a true. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the thoughts on Joe Biden and President Joe Biden and the forgiveness of up to $20,000 in student loan debt to those making for single under $125,000, and for a family of two educated people who owe debt up to $250,000, $40,000. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing? You say what?
Great, Earl. By the way, I really like the conversation you and Gary have. Earl, you have incredible integrity, honesty, and knowledge. And I got to call somebody out, though. I saw the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on Fox. I listen to Fox a lot.
So do I. But go ahead.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm glad you shared that with me. But here's what they said, I think it was yesterday, and I was ready to call the station. They showed the bus of immigrants getting off in New York City and how they were greeted and what they were given. And Steve Doocy and that Brian Kilmeade, whatever his name is, the guy looks like he's sat something. Yeah, they're both going, oh, we thank you for coming, and we give you all kinds of freebies, but New Yorkers, we don't care about you. And they kept saying that over and over like a bunch of little children. I thought, how can these guys even be called professionals? They have such disdain and hate for those immigrants, and they think that that's horrible to help these people who have nothing. Look, Steve Doocy, you're selling a fear, lies, and death, and destroying Fauci and everything else, education, medicine, environment. You make money off that. And you criticize these people who have nothing? It was the most disgusting thing as I've ever witnessed on Fox. I still may call them anyhow. Call them in at their stations and say, look, you can't keep doing that. That is just avowed racism. But anyhow, Earl, just go ahead.
Well, Bill, you know, I just got to the point where, and I've been watching Fox every day, but recently, I got to the point where, and especially the five, but recently I got to the point where I saw them, and clearly I knew who these people were, but I saw them when real issues that impact and affect the American people, and that, you know, had something to do with Republicans and what Republicans had done wrong or been exposed to. They wouldn't have a conversation about that at all. Anything that included Republicans and their unfair dealings, they clearly would not even have a discussion whatsoever about it. They would change their dialogue and their conversation to something that had nothing to do with what everybody was talking about that day. They clearly refuse to address the real issues of the time. Go ahead.
Can I tell you why they can't do it? They are disabled when it comes to that because they can't support it. They have no facts and figures to support it. Of course they don't want to talk about it. Why do you think Dan O'Donnell hangs up on me? Well, why do you think he hangs up and calls me names? Because he can't defend himself.
Well,
he can't defend it.
So Dan O'Donnell is another one of them, like Vicky McKenna and others. Here's the difference between what we do at this radio station and what they do on conservative squawk radio. The conservatives get talking points every day from the National Republican Party. And so every day, all of them, all of their talk hosts from all across the nation have their marching orders. It's a fact. I don't care what the others say, what people on the right say. I know it. I've listened to talk radio and Republicans for 40 years. And it's not coincidental that the conversation that they'll have that day, be it national or local, is on the same topic of conversation. That's not coincidental. That's because they get their marching orders and they're all going to talk about the same thing. No independent thought. If I got marching orders from the Democratic Party or someone else, hey, Bill, I wouldn't do radio. If I don't have freedom to have the conversations that I want to have, why would I want to do radio? I'm not a puppet.
Earl, can I interject something, please?
Go ahead.
I really believe you hit a bullseye there in what you just said. If your station, all the people on it, collectively ask all the right-wing talk show hosts, anybody right-wing to come on the show, you know, holding office or on the talk radio, and keep this ad campaign up right into the election saying that we discuss the issues they don't. And something like that, because you know hardly any of them will show up.
I know
some
that.
Will. Some will who think they can talk their way through. But it would give your station ultimate credibility. Hey, this is a station that wants to debate. Come on, guys, let's debate. Oh, no, we don't want to debate. Why? Because you can't. You can't. You don't have the ability. If you brought that to the light, Earl, I think you just, man, you are an inspirational
Bill,
man.
You know, Bill, how are you going to debate against the truth? What they are talking about constantly has nothing to do with truth. Truth doesn't have any color. Truth is not something that is national in the essence of what it is. Truth is not educated. Only the educated knows, or the non-educated does not know. Truth is not black, is not white, is not male, is not female. It's not rich, it's not poor.
Earl, can I say one last thing?
Go ahead, quickly.
Can I say one, and I'll hang up. I'm going to hang up after this. This will make your day. This will maybe have one more beer this weekend or one more cocktail, whatever you enjoy. Out here in righty-tighty country, you know what? I hardly see any signs for even, Michaels, but I see tons of signs
for
Tony Evers.
Tony Evers, good.
Unbelievable amount. You're making a difference, Earl.
Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Professor Bob Harvey from Charlotte, North Carolina. Be right back.